All right, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. We're talking about some of the best stuff of the year coming up. Just got a call from our pal Ron, who wants to hear some stuff from people who are alive, even though his most recent request is of Jim Morrison. So you know, I guess we can't play your request for you, Ron. You wanted to hear somebody alive, you got it. You got it, man. I'm on it. I got some new stuff, actually, just in the past couple of days. Just appeared on Bandcamp the other day is a, what's it called? A tribute to an East Coast songwriter called Al Tuck, which is pretty cool. Oh, I should play this first. Yes, I should. So we'll play something from that, including a new contribution from Liam Corcoran, of 2 Hours Traffic. Been wondering what he's been up to. So we'll play you that coming up in a minute. There's also a cool Al Tuck cover up on Bandcamp. Perhaps we'll play you that. Oh, this is really good right here. This thing. This is smoking good. Just picked this up. It's a tribute to Emmylou Harris. We'll play something off that. But first, I wanted to play this, our last Christmas song of the season. This just snuck out like on Christmas Day or something, so I thought I'd throw it in here just for kicks. Something new from Elliot Brood.
Cowbells ring, are you listening? In the lane, a junkie's pissing. It's Tuesday night, the pre-sales are light, touring in the winter in a van. Last night we played in a shithole, then we stayed in a shithole. We're sharing a bed to save a little bread, touring in the winter in a van. In the alley we will meet a sound man, he will greet us with his angry frown. So can we load it? He'll say no, man, 'cause last night's bed ain't finished tearing down. Later on, it's looking dire. We can never retire. We're doomed to repeat eventually. Touring in the winter in a van. Touring in the winter in a van.
I got to hand it to you. You always know what to do. And where another might fall, I see you standing tall. Give credit where credit's due. I got to hand it to you. When will you take control? I think it's ready to roll. You got that look in your eyes. I got this gift in my soul. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got to hang. Safe in your hands, or should I make other plans? will you run high? Or will you take it in stride? I've got no time to lose. I got to have it. And if it's on my lips, and if it's playing in my fingertips, it might as well be in plain view.
Thank you. Chop no wood. I can be better. I can be good. I can be any way that I feel one of these days. I might be a man dressed in black, a hobo by the railroad track. I'll be gone like the wayward wind one of these days. Shaking over my back.
Hey there, this is Scott McCoy of the REM Orchestra and the Minus Five and the Young Fresh Fellows, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, Mighty Good Advice Indeed, on 101.5 UMFM.
While the players
Finally got my hands on a copy of the brand new album from Amanda Shires Isbell. Her album's called My Piece of Land, and it's pretty stellar. You heard Hubby Jason on that track, and he co-wrote the thing, so he's all over this record as well. But Amanda Shires shines on her own for sure. That album's produced by Dave Cobb, who we'll talk about in just a second. Before Amanda, we heard something brand new from Alejandro Escovedo. This new album of his, Burn Something Beautiful, is a collaboration with Peter Buck and Scott McCoy. It's pretty rock and pretty interesting thing. I haven't really listened to it, just picked it up yesterday, but I like it so far. We heard Sunday Morning Feeling. We also heard in there Buddy Miller from The Life and Songs of Emmylou Harris, a great all-star tribute thing. Holy cow, the stars on this thing are just, it's crazy. Mavis Staples is on here, Holly Williams, Steve Earle, Lucinda, Crowell's on here, of course, Daniel Lanois, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sean Colvin, Patty Griffin, and Connor Oberst all on the same track. It's pretty crazy. Christofferson's on here. And, of course, Emmylou herself makes some appearances. It's a pretty great thing. Well worth tracking down. We'll definitely play some more of it. Before Buddy Miller, we heard Al Tuck in there from the East Coast with a song called Chancellor. That's written by Gord Downie. And you can purchase that on Al's Bandcamp site, as you can. An album that came as, I guess, a bit of a Christmas present for Al. It's called Behind That Big Red Curtain. It's a tribute to Al Tuck, featuring all kinds of East Coast folks. We heard Hand It to You from Liam Corcoran, formerly of 2 Hours Traffic. And speaking of Dave Cobb, if you're listening on Thursday, I played a couple of tracks off this great new record, which I'm really digging, called Southern Family. It's Dave Cobb is a producer in Los Angeles, I guess, and he put together this great collection of artists singing new, and I guess there's one or two kind of traditional songs. And it's a pretty great thing. It's all these recordings are exclusive to this compilation, making it worth picking up for sure. And it's pretty great. The other day we played you a couple of things, John Paul White and Brent Cobb, Dave's cousin. This time we'll stick with the Isbell Shires family and play something from Jason Isbell. Featuring Amanda, of course. This is called God is a Working Man. Tell the band to go home.
I need a whole new set of problems, said the preacher to the thief. I've seen nothing here but miracles, and it's shaking my belief. If everything's a miracle, the saints are just a mile, and a man who works wonders is just trying to do his job. Hail to the working man, my son, up there trying to get it done. When every horse needs water, every weed needs some. Hail to the working man, my friend, he won't clock out till the end. When every saint and sinner's race is run. My grandpa was a preacher, Pentecostal kind, and they take the Lord so seriously, you'd think they'd lost their mind. They pray out loud, speak in tongues, and some might take up snakes. But my grandpa was a working man, and he never took a break. Hail to the working man, like Pop, never saw him drink a drop. Well, he knew what I was up to, but he didn't call the cops. Hail to the working man on high, give us plenty fish to fry. He might judge you, but he'll never make you stop. Corner said the thief for his reply, and I've never seen a miracle, not one I recognize. But way up in the Northland, where weather goes berserk and the sun stays up till midnight, boy, there's plenty of time to work. Hail to the working man, my son, up there trying to get it done. When every horse needs water, every weed needs sun. Hail to the working man, my friend, he won't clock out till the end. When every saint and sinner's race is run. When every saint and sinner's race is run.
Yeah. Hi, this is Brock Zeman, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Greeley Brown, and he worked the carnival as a clown, and he had this strong thirst for cheap red wine. They say he signed on with the traveling show way back when he was just 16 years old. A week ago Sunday would have been 79. They used to call him the Switchblade Kid, all on account he carved up his mean drunk daddy before hopping a freight to another town. And when Johnny Law come looking for him, he'd slip inside his trailer door. When he'd reappear, he'd be all dressed up as a clown. So we called him Drinks. Drinks the Clown. And you know, they never did find that kid. Well, he's the one folks are talking about when they say that you can't keep a good man down. He'd give you the shirt right off his back, and often did. Fill your glass up with wine, and he'd wheeze and he'd cough and he'd smile and say, what's yours is yours and what's mine I'll give you half. Well, he wasn't an angel, but to me he was pretty damn close. Years passed by as they'll do, and he couldn't get around quite like he used to. One day he had to put that old costume away, and he wasn't fit to do much of anything, at least along the lines of working. But you know, the boss man, he let him hang around anyway. Little Rock, Arkansas, someone poked their head through his trailer door. They found him in there lying stiff, cold, and ghostly white. And when they told the boss man, he said, well, don't bother putting up that tent. Ain't gonna be no show tonight. Drinks, bless his soul. Some rousties dug a grave just off the road. We dressed him in a suit with them big red shoes on his feet. Lucille and Sue Lynn sang Amazing Grace, and tears streamed down every face. And to this day, nothing in my life has ever sounded so sweet. So there we were all gathered round, our old buddy Drinks the Clown. Someone opened up a bottle of the wine he liked the best. We passed around that bottle, and everybody took down a little swallow. Then we laid it in his grave with just a little left. In case there wasn't any wine in heaven. And his tombstone was an old oak tree where we carved the words we'd often heard him say while he was swimming in a sea of red wine. comes my time to go underground, be sure you lay my body facing down so this world can kiss my ass goodbye. Drinks. Drinks the clown.
Oh, beautiful. Brand new music from Barack Zeman, who put out my favorite record of last year. And this year he's technically got two. He's got the live DVD and accompanying download, I guess, as well as that one, the long-awaited Carnival record. It's called The Carnival Is Back in Town. Now, if you ask him, he'll tell you that it's not out till next year. The official release is coming up in the new year. But what does that mean? Because he's been selling it at shows since the fall. He's already had a bunch of CD release parties. I don't know. I'm calling it out. I would say that's out. If it's not out, that's pretty close. It's pretty cool. You should definitely look it up. It's an all acoustic record, keeping in the spirit of the long forgotten days of those carnivals. He made everybody record absolutely acoustic. Even Hogan had to put away his pedal board for this one. And it's pretty swell. We heard Blackie and the Rodeo Kings in there from their album Kings and Kings. Blackie'll be in town coming up in March. We heard Live by the Song with Rodney Crowell. Man, oh man. Getting all choked up here today. Pretty great record from Blackie. All kinds of great stars on there. And we heard Jason Isbell in there with God is a Working Man from a great album called Southern Family. Boy, it's almost time to go. The What's the Narrative kids are here, going to take over at 4 o'clock. And I still haven't figured out anything about my best of the year list, except for maybe one thing. I think it's safe to say that I know what my favorite record of the year is, and it's just when I think about this year and the record that I've reached for the most, that I've played the most, that I've thought about the most, that I've sung the most in my head, it's got to be this one, and it's a doozy. Just such a great record. Got to see these guys a couple of times last year, and you'll already have a couple of chances coming up early in the new year. They're going to be touring with, opening for, and backing up Joel Plaskett and his dad when they come in March. That'll be a pretty cool show. And it's looking pretty certain that you'll see him at the Sunset Saloon in just over a month's time. And if you haven't already, you should definitely pick up a copy of this record. We will hear the title track to Hunter Street Blues by our good pals, May Hemingway.
Jackson Creek, well, you can take all your troubles and sink them in the deep. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to blues. It's where I made up this song as my last act before I go.
Icy roads that night, or sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35, went off the air, not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die, the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow, said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night. But they're still on the air, could find them there. How many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run, laying a needle down on that Chicago preacher's son, having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. He's out there now, twisting the night away. Down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above. They heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night. A famous singer fell at the Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. Long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, I'll be there. Under
singing under the belly of the night with the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night, your love that's love will not fade away.
Hey, this is Colleen Brown, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Everything's changing. You know you had me once upon. You know we had a love that was so fine. You know I'd have done anything. And I can't wrap my heart. Around it.
I guess it was okay. I laughed at the funny parts. Rogan can sell that whole farm. Part where the dictator dies. To be honest, made me sad inside. Like when everyone broke into song, the day we killed some Bin Laden. Now I understand the relief, 'cause I was right there in the street with a t-shirt over my mouth, watching all the ashes come down. But what I'll never understand is why, regardless of how hard we try, we meet somebody on the cross just to make up for the things we lost. Tell me who I gotta talk to. I watched Obama's speech on YouTube. I don't have TV. What he was asking for seemed to me to be pretty reasonable. When he was done, they clapped, which reminded me of watching C-SPAN in my mother's bed, 'cause she could keep the monsters out of my head. And I feel we've come a ways from Selma and those darker days. But it's so hard to forget the black man who was killed for selling cigarettes. Bottom of the YouTube page of Obama's speech, there were so many comments made, and more than four or five said they wish that nigger would die. Tell me who
friends, even I have to admit it. 2016 might be the year that Alex Deason jumped the shark. Released his first solo record this year, and, well, I like that one. That's a little less like hell. That's pretty good. The rest I'm not so sure about. Got another solo record coming in the new year. I don't know. That's a good one, though. We heard Colleen Brown in there. I just can't get that song out of my head. And I guess I can't wrap my heart around it. from her EP Seasons Are Circling. That is just gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. We heard Corin Raymond in there, who released a hell of a great record this year, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. We heard Under the Belly of the Night. The only thing that that record has against it is that I've had it for like over a year. It officially came out in 2016, but we had it in 2015. And it's still great, though. More than a year later. And I got to say, it's got to be my album of the year, May Hemingway's 100 Street Blues. We got to go. What's the Narrative is coming in. They're in for a couple of hours. I know Gail's got something pre-recorded tonight and some other fun stuff. So stick around. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stay tuned. Check out telltheband2gohome.com and have some fun and Happy New Year and all that stuff like that.